You knew what kind of dog they had. And it was okay if you hunted on Bug place or whatever. They didn't care, because they'd hunt on yours when they got ready to go. So that was a lot of fun. We did a lot of hunting and fishing. The Chattahoochee River was completely different then. It's clear now. It was muddy then. And the reason for it is Lake Lanier. See, Lake Lanier caught the water and let it settle out, the mud of it. And the water comes out of Lake Lanier at the bottom. It's 80-something feet deep when it comes out. It doesn't get warm when it gets down here. It's still cold enough to support trout. But back in those days, it was too hot to support trout, but man, at the catfish we had catfish and bass and brim, and I mean, we caught fish out of that river down there by the hundreds of pounds, and on a regular basis, that was part of our diet. We caught a big old channel cat like that, man, that's good eating.
What other types of food would you eat when you were a kid?
Well, we had grocery stores. But a grocery store then was not like it is today. We ate mostly vegetables. That was mostly what we ate, what you could grow in the field. We had beans. We'd start having green beans in the spring of the year whenever the first ones would get ripe, and that'd go on until the last ones got killed with the frost, you know. And we ate corn, beans, peas, just what you could grow on the farm. Sweet potatoes. We did pretty well with it. It didn't seem to hurt anybody. Very little beef. Occasionally feel maybe somebody'd have enough money to go buy a little piece of beef. But not a whole lot. And we didn't have refrigeration, you see. There wasn't any way to keep that type of keep meat. We had an ice box, and you'd take a dime's worth of ice and put in there, and it was enough to keep things a little cool, but it really didn't do anything to inhibit the bacteria proliferation much. It helped, but it wasn't much.
How did you get the ice?
Well, we had a family here that right in the middle of town, right down here next to the Roswell First Baptist Church. There's a family named lived there. And they built an ice house. And every day from Atlanta, a truckload of ice would come up there, and they'd put it in that house, and then they'd deliver it out. They developed an ice route. But you could buy a pretty good-sized piece of ice for nickel or dime. And that's another thing. See, you don't have any idea about a pair of shoes back in those days that cost $2. That was exorbitant. You could buy a pair of a good pair of overalls for a kid 50 cents. But if you didn't have 50 cents, that was the trouble. Didn't have anything. The happiest days of my life. You can't believe that. But you see, when you got together as a family, it was a togetherness, a oneness, and you didn't have anything, nobody else did, so you wasn't any worse off, and you didn't worry about it. You didn't know it. You didn't know you were poor. But we were.
So you had a lot of family in town. What would you do when you got together, say, with extended family? Would you get together for dinners or things like that?
Well, we had a family reunion on my mother's